All right, time for the crime spree.
MC, front alive, arch criminal for some reason. Authority, so I've been running wild for days. Somebody gonna track me down from the number one menace for miles around. With the letter and the loiter and the mattress tags, all the pirated MP3s I grabbed. Not the cable I stole, certain bathroom wall I broke them. I'm so cruel and cold to put a coat on. Even cheat on my tag. Riding all around on my bike with no helmet. Commit mail fraud whenever I see a mailman. Got a jaywalking ticket, I can't put it up. Still bugged up there, cause I'm terrified. Scream, animal, freaking along.
Yeah, we got APB out on all rappers who are not MC for a lot. They're dangerous, they have guns.
Hotter than a criminal supposed to be. Most of the FBI heard of this MC. Called them up just to check.
This is the front a lot than I expect. A jaw, a tracking it down, cat in the mouth, giving it up, busting, chasing around. I mean, you name it, I done it. Slandering, pandering, a couple hundred unclear samples I rock the track.
FBI's like, we're busy, we'll call you back. Yeah, if you can find me, leave a trail of violated statue. Find me, find it in an impossible way. As hard as I am, I don't think that I could probably take prison.
I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate, and yet I blame society.
Cuff them, boys. We're putting this dirtbag away.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday, and I'm here all alone, the loneliest Jick in the world, doing a radio show for you solo, because I think Riff is still asleep, and Mr. Skullhead is still out at his woodland hippie jamboree. I might be too quiet. I can't actually tell. I never really pay attention to what these bars are doing, but I feel like I talk louder when there are other people in the room. And now I'm just going to go all Venus Flytrap from WKRP. Anyway, I don't know how many questions there are going to be, because nothing has really happened since last time, so this may be kind of a music-heavy show. But I guess since I have no one with whom to banter, I suppose that I will just jump right into the questions. So let's hope that they're good. And if they're not, you guys are... We'll take Phoenix and Namastak and say that anybody who doesn't send good questions is going to get disabled immediately. Let me see. Vroom says, why not make it so you can trade Mr. A Juniors back into Mr. A's? Well, because then you would effectively have both items all of the time. So, you know, buying something in Mr. Store is a commitment, and you have to be prepared to, you know, stick to the decision that you made to spend your Mr. A. Because otherwise, you know, sorry about that, folks. That's why. Black Belt Duck says, is there anything that cannot be improved with a mariachi band? Nothing that I've found. Speaking of which, I should probably try and track down some mariachis for the barbecue again this time. I think our band that we were planning on having might have fallen through. I guess the pretentious artist talked to the guy from the minibuses, and they said that Aaron, the one that we actually talked to, he said that he was they were about playing for Khan, and they have been, but that they can't really play outdoors. And that sort of makes sense. So, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I need to talk to that guy, and I need to, once Mr. Skeller gets back from his crazy woods jamboree, he will talk to the people who are in the band that, it's the band that we were going to have was these guys that, they're like kind of an acoustic Irish drinking band that are some friends of Jezzerflies, I guess, from high school or whatever. But apparently our stuff conflicts with Renaissance Festival circuit or something, so that they're probably not going to be able to actually make it, which sucks, because they're fun guys. Not like mushrooms, but like, I mean, they would probably be fun if you were on mushrooms. Even more fun. I don't know. I don't like drugs. Nixor says, so who do I have to sleep with to get some radio gear? Amplitude. And hopefully you're a dude, because Amplitude loves the dudes. Stagadar says, I think the Bat-Rat and Rat-Bat names are mixed up. The Rat-Bat picture should be a bat with rat-like qualities, but it's a rat with bat wings. Plus, it should be more bat than rat. I think if those were mixed up, we would have known about it a long time ago. But I don't know. Let me check. Maybe I did describe those inaccurately. Rat-Bat. The one that says it seems to be more rat than bat, the picture is obviously more rat than bat. The one that says it's more bat than rat, the picture is more bat than rat because it's shaped like a bat. Only where the bat's head would be, it's a rat head. So, yeah. Well, looks like Xenophobe is in the chat. He's apparently going to see Snakes on a Plane in Boston. I just don't care about Snakes on a Plane. I probably, unless I happen to get invited with a big group of people to go see it, I wouldn't bother on my own. Everybody, though, you should go see Little Miss Sunshine. Saw that while we were in Chicago. That was a good movie. Alan Arkin is cool. I think Alan Arkin is my new idol, down from Paul Schaefer. I wonder if Alan Arkin is Canadian. I think all my idols have been Canadian. Shadow Squared said, did you hear about the new M. Night Shyamalan movie? It stars Jick, and it's called Unbrickable. Yeah, I changed it to where nobody can send bricks at me anymore because I was getting 20 of them a day, and they actually were, you know, they get through to me. I don't want you guys to be able to talk to me. I need to maintain my level of sort of separation from the teeming masses, because I don't care about the little guy. I don't care about the little guy at all. Feng Shui says, please change the drunk PvP mechanic. Hilarity will no doubt ensue. Yeah, I keep meaning to do that. But, yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it. Jump the Shark asks, if I've ever thought of adding things to Mr. Store that were not the item of the month. You know, I don't know. We were discussing when October rolled around and we did the whole anniversary change to the What's-Its. God, that's coming up again. That's nuts. We thought about adding some new stuff in there, but I don't think we really thought of anything that satisfied us. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I like to spend as little time as possible thinking about things like that, you know, that are all, like, about making money and stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll probably, you know, in October, again, replace the attention deficit demon and the whatever else is in there now. I don't even remember what it is. With you know, more identical things. Oh, so hey, here's something I've been working on today that people might find interesting. I've coded up and actually just fixed because I made some dumb mistakes in the code. I coded up some enchantments that give bonuses in damage to specific types of spells. So like, you can have an item that gives you, that makes it so all of your hot spells that you cast are like +5 damage or whatever. So that's there'll be some of that in the new items that come out tomorrow, and there'll be some of that probably over the next like week or so. We're gonna look at all the like utensil class items in the game, and because somebody sort of pointed out, and you know, we had kind of thought about this before, that utensils are sort of like magic wands for this game, because all the cooking stuff is kind of mystically, and all the mystical stuff is kind of cooking-y. And so we're going to go through and because there's really not, we were under the impression that we had put in some plus spell damage stuff, but we really didn't. There's kind of nothing reasonably acquirable that gives you any kind of bonus to spells. And so, you know, one way of sort of making the lunging thrust smack synergy less overwhelming as the just de facto best strategy is to give more opportunities for spells to be better. So, you know, probably eventually going to make a pass through and just reduce the MP cost on most of the Postmaster and Sorcerer spells. Maybe not increase the base damage on them, but probably not. Probably just add more ways of getting additional spell damage. Dr. Motives asks why Lumbering Jacks don't restore MP. They're made with Blatantly Canadians, eh? That was an oversight, I think. If they don't, if Blatantly Canadians, they should probably, that cocktail should probably restore the same amount of MP that the BC does. Lumbering Jack MP restore. He typed into his to-do list, which he does not trust because one day, a couple months ago, it just ate all of his data. Fucking Google desktop bullshit. Cuddlehut says, hiya, shouldn't the chef's hat have a chat effect causing people to append bork, bork, bork to their sentences like jazz hands or Canadianity? It'd be funny, actually, if we made some one-off smithable hat that you could make with a chef's hat that did something like that. That'd be kind of cool. That gives me an idea. I'm going to write that idea down and not tell you what it is. Jump the Shark says, one time me and my frat boy-like friend were in the gym, and we came across one of those word combo locks. Being a frat boy, he entered bitch as the combo. It worked. I still it. I still it too, Jump the Shark. That's kind of funny. That I saw one of those at a store the other day. I don't think that I'd ever really been aware of them. I think that's kind of clever. It's easy. Cyan220 says, I remembered my question. Good. If the Willer beer is a reference to the Kentucky Fried movie, do you think we could see a reference to Big Jim Slade somewhere? Is Big Jim Slade the guy who will come in and have sex with your wife for you? If so, probably not. But yeah, the Willer is a Kentucky Fried movie reference. Cyan220 suggests throwing it on Netflix. I was not actually aware that it existed on DVD. It is a certainty that I will be purchasing that movie. It was weird. It was really hard to... really hard to find where I went to high school, which was kind of when was the time to watch that movie, right? And the video store had one copy of it that was constantly being stolen and replaced. So if you saw it there was a good bet that, you know, if you didn't rent it within a couple of days, it was just going to be gone, and you'd have to wait a couple of months to get another one. And there were always just really terrible quality, obviously used copies of it, that a lot of times the tracking was so bad. Gosh, kids, be glad, you youngins, that you didn't have to deal with all the issues with VHS that I had to deal with, man. Tracking. One of our hotels that we stayed at in Chicago had a VCR in the room for some ridiculous reason. They had DVDs that you could check out from the front desk, but no DVD player. Luigi Fan says, will the knob shaft ores be able to be made into equipment to go with the weapons? I don't know. It's possible that we will give turtle tamers the ability to make shields out of all the ores, and that'll kind of be the core of their big turtle shell shield functionality when we actually do that. But I don't know. You know, I would guess that's something that we would do just because it makes sense and it would be good sort of... It would allow us to kind of fill in. I don't want to say it would be good filler, but it would be good filler. Hey, neat. It has just been brought to my attention that the house for the costume party at KOLCon has been completely and comprehensively rented and arranged, and that the people are excited about the place as a party house, the people who own it. So we're not going to get in trouble for having a party. And neat. I'm excited about a costume party. We gotta work out the details of like our costume contest or whatever. I don't know if we're saying that we want the costume party to be limited to KOL themed costumes or not. I think that at the very least there should be a specific costume contest for KOL costumes. And I feel like, you know, probably most people would show up in KOL costumes anyway, because they would do the same kind of stuff that they did for the LARP. Only it's a little... I don't know if it's any less dorky. Probably not. Gleeb says, why didn't you change the jazz hands effect pick to a fake hand? Oh. Wait. Why? I thought I did. Maybe there's a different picture for a fake hand. Fake hand. No, it's still just the glove picture. I believe it is changed to that. Why would you ask me why I didn't do it? Oh, well, I guess not. I do not understand why. There's something weird with the effect Spindler. Every time I update an effect, it marks it unpublic, even though it says that it's marked public. I do not get it. Dude GN says, if the Yetis are not Yetis, what are they? Yep. Kornoke says, the pirate shirt's description says that it has poofy sleeves and a lace-up collar, yet the image is of a plain black t-shirt. Any chance of getting some new art? Well, the image is just the back of it. Yeah, the poofy sleeves and the lace-up collar are on the front. That's funny, because the sleeves couldn't be on the front. Umo says, hello, gentlemen, and you too, Jick. Oh, I get it. The implication is that I'm not a gentleman. An expansion pack or perhaps a third-party mod to the recently suggested evolving familiar idea. Perhaps some of the possible evolutions could incorporate pluralizations. For example, a platypus might have a chance... Oh, weird. Missing... Okay, so Phoenix has told me that you don't have to be in costume to come to the party, but it is indeed a KOL-themed costume party. So if you, she says, if you show up in other stuff, you'll just be made fun of. So if you come dressed as, like, the Tick, that'd be cool if you actually had one of those. Oh, also, and you'll be punished. If you had one of those costumes like Patrick Warburton wore in the live-action version of the Tick, because that was a pretty cool Tick costume. I'd give somebody a dollar if they showed up dressed like that. It's also, I'd probably have to give them a ride to the hospital, because I gotta imagine that that thing was really, really hot. Vlad Slipshod says, what does the hermit do with all the hermit permits? He puts them in a filing cabinet. Di Vernon says, the plural of magical mystery juice should be magical mysteries juice. Magical mystery juices. Phoenix says that if you show up in a non-KOL costume, you'll be punished by Big Black Larry and his giant spear. I don't know if that's implying that you'll be raped. The spear was in italics, you know, and it's being made clear to me that it was a euphemism. Rape, totally funny. Bahu says, run cranberries through the still to get craisins. No, I sort of refuse to acknowledge the existence of craisins. Huh. Cyan220 says, I just hit level 6, but everyone in town doesn't recognize that I have what gives. Apparently what gave was that I hadn't finished the typical tavern quest, but the trainer still won't give me access to the level 6 skill. That shouldn't have anything to do with that. If that is actually happening to you, if it's showing up as level 6, but they're not... acknowledging that you're level 6, then that's a weird problem that I have no idea how to explain, because it uses exactly the same. Oh, now then Cyan220 says, I'm stupid, he won't offer it because it is already hardcore permed. There you go. Bahu asks if anything new is going into the Grimoire anytime soon. Yeah, I believe so. I believe Riff has something on deck for this month. It may not happen tomorrow. This month it was goofy because the 1st of the month and the 15th of the month both fell on Tuesday, so we kind of got everything all bunched up together that we have to do. Bunny Bandler says, how do you smack something while thrusting lungily with a whip? Very carefully, that's how. Naked Jew says, three things. One, can there please be a way to log out invisibly like one can log in with /Q? You can just close the browser instead of logging off. Logging off doesn't really do anything. I mean, there's no difference, really, between logging off. I mean, you will, if you don't log off, you will still show up in the chat for, like, 30 seconds or something. But, I suppose, I wonder, I don't think that the game knows whether you logged in stealthily or not. I think that only the login script, when it runs, knows that. I was going to say, I don't want a stealth logout option to show up for everybody on the logout page, but... You know, or actually, Jesus, it'd have to be like on the top menu. But I was thinking I could maybe make it available if you had logged in stealth. But, yeah. Just my advice to you for now is just to close your browser. Naked Jew also says there should be a 604753, or Goatse scroll, that could give a nausea effect. And the Chupacabra should be a Chupa Chalupa and be the Were Taco's cousin. I don't know. I don't know that we need Chupa anything. Waterboo says, can we get a second box in the MMG to specify if we want more than one bet made? I don't know. I'd rather keep that as simple as it is. XXLee1019 says, Jick, I think that it isn't right for the RNG to not be completely random. Why should asymmetric publications make efforts to make anything symmetric? Non-random doesn't equal symmetric. I mean, you know, you could say that the human colon is decidedly non-random. Otherwise, it wouldn't work nearly as well as it does, but it's not symmetrical. Bunny Bandler says, what do you think of meat/item days? They would work in the same way that stat days would work, but it would increase meat or item drops. It could be connected to the mini-moon instead of Ronald Grimace, it would be connected to the mini-moon, or you could have it connected with Ronald Grimace. That way the meat/item days would never coincide with stat days. I mean, we had thought about that, but I don't really... I don't know. It wouldn't have anywhere near as much of an impact on, like, you know, ascension run timing as the stat days do. And I guess it might be. I don't even know if it's interesting. You know, just adding more, it would just increase sort of rate of meat and item inflation. Bunny Bandler says, and then you can not announce it, and then you can sit there and laugh at the spades as they try to decipher it. Yeah. The Gun Run says, I was listening to your old shows and I kept hearing WKOL. What exactly is or was WKOL? I didn't realize that it... You know what? I guess I did know that it kind of didn't exist anymore. Maybe it does. I don't know. Ask the KOL wiki. Jump the Shark says, you can't get the Friar's Quest without finishing the Tavern Quest. Feature or bug? Feature. That's supposed to be like a chain. Okay. Lilith says WKOL does not exist anymore. So, all right. The last I heard was they decided that they were going to become an actual commercial internet radio station, and that they were associating with some other gaming website, but they wouldn't tell anybody what the other gaming website was. So I think a lot of the DJs jumped ship. But there's no sign of the commercial station yet, says Lilith and smirks. Yeah. The Duminator says, Riff, what would I have to do for a blank white card? Also, Jick, enjoy that figure I made of your Abby. Well, I shall, and Riff is asleep, so I would imagine the answer to that question is... Gorblack says, when you expand the Hidden Temple, can you put in some references to the old Nickelodeon game show Legends of the Hidden Temple? Because that show rocked. I never saw that show, I don't think, in its entirety. I saw previews for it. But I don't know that I could reference it because I don't actually know anything about it. Jump the Shark says, did you ever consider new buffs that require different instruments? Like you can play a tune requiring both a rattle and a guitar? No. I don't think that needs to be any more complicated than it is. Accordions are really... I'd like to imagine a world in which the only musical instruments are accordions, but, you know, we obviously can't have that world. Shaggy asks if I've ever cybered with my multi. I never had a multi. That isn't true. I've had some multi. But no, I never cybered with them because they were furries. Drunk on Punk asks if we like pineapple soda. I don't know that I've ever had a pineapple soda, but it doesn't sound like I would really like it. David the 23rd says, when the spider encases you in acidic webbing, it should say, yep, he's Jewish. He's an acidic Jew. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, there seem to be an overwhelming amount of spooky monsters, especially in the beginning of the game. Any chance of making more elemental monsters of the cold and hot, persuasion? Wow, persuasion is really badly misspelled there. Maybe. There's a hot monster in the pantry. I don't know where there would be any... cold monsters in the very early game. I suppose that... I really can't think where they would go. Gleeb says, cardboard styrofoam and bubble wrap turtle helmets, please. Yeah, that's... The armor crafting revamp is on one of the nearer Horizons.
Yeah.
I need to slow down or I'm going to run out of questions. Okay, says Precariously Placed Tentacle. For the Jarlsberg holiday spoof of the Tiananmen Square massacre, you should be able to stand up to Tyrannosauruses in F-16s. You know, for a Calvin and Hobbes reference. Yeah, but that's a reference to the part of Calvin and Hobbes that I didn't like at all. I didn't like the ones where he was living in the fantasy world. I liked the one where, you know, it was just him and Hobbes being mean to each other. The Dark One says, keys should be a crafting item so that we can make keyblades like in Kingdom Hearts. OMG, I am such a 14-year-old fanboy. Yeah. I don't know about the whole keyblade thing. It was fun watching my wife play Kingdom Hearts, but I just don't know if I think it was a good game or not. Vlad Slipshot says, when you eat a spamwich sandwich, what happens to the toothpick that is sticking out of it? You eat that too. I mean, in real life, when you eat sandwiches with toothpicks in them, you eat the toothpick, so why would the game be any different? Tommy Tom says, I'm a casual player, but generally I'll get a pair of Moxie pants and never change them. Any chance we'll see some changes to make Moxie less important? My pants smell bad. Well, I don't know. I mean, ideally, it wouldn't be possible to make it so that it was completely impossible for a monster to hit you just by outmoxying it. That might be something that gets tested as a combat tweak and then changed just to make things a little more interesting. But I don't know. Eventually, actually, probably relatively soon, there will be monster criticals and fumbles, so that even if you dramatically outmoxy the monster, there is a chance that you will get hit. I don't know how much of a chance yet. Pardon me while I drink some water. I'm not a ventriloquist, so I can't talk and drink water at the same time. Bash Orion suggests being able to get past the boulder in the Dungeons of Doom if you're naked. That's kind of funny, actually. Because in NetHack, I think if you're not wearing armor, you can squeeze past boulders in corridors. Nitromo says, why doesn't the squeaky staff go squeak, squeak, squeak like the clown hammer when you attack with it? It may eventually. I'm thinking about making it so certain items, certain weapons can override the set of sounds that get made, so we can do the scrang, kriow, wheedly, wheedly, wheedly with the electric guitar and stuff like that. PPT says, hey, Jake and Riff, have you seen Talladega Nights yet? The movie is ridiculously funny and the game needs a reference. Maybe a new, nicer, mysterious-looking guy. He could be like, hey, guys, want some goofballs? I haven't seen it yet. I probably should. There are a lot of things in the theater right now that I actually want to see, and I'm probably not going to get around to it. Boredom Man says, why not make another attacking volleyball familiar? Well, I don't know. Are there any attacking volleyball familiars? I don't remember if there are or not. I guess, what is it, like the couple of the early Mr. Store items, maybe. I don't know. Making a familiar that's just another hybrid familiar would be kind of boring. Hetty says, it'd be interesting if optional quests completed in this life could affect your next life. It would be. We've actually thought of what we consider to be an interesting idea for that. A different way in which in that kind of thing would. How actually completing guild quests, for instance, might give you a slight advantage in your next run. Jack is back says, when is the towel going to be implemented as an item? I don't know. Someday. Mad Cow Chef says, whatever happened to the idea of clan mascots or clan familiars? It got wrapped up in a bunch of sort of bigger ideas we have about clan stuff that we sort of can't, I don't know, every once in a while I'll talk to Hot Stuff about it for a while and we'll kind of arrive at a something that's satisfying as far as a mechanic for putting stuff in clans and then just, I don't know. Agent Lex says, hey, it's me again, about effects again. Oh, Agent Lex was asking earlier where his trophy is for having all the effects that he has on. Which, maybe we'll do that, but, you know, we'll do it 6 months from now. I don't know how I've done it, but I've managed to get what I think is 5 Adventures of Effect Zero. Any idea how I got this? P.S. Please don't remove it yet. No, I don't know. I don't know that there's actually anything that cleans up Effect Zero, because there shouldn't have ever been anything that generated it, so I don't know. I mean, if you spend 5 turns, it'll go away. Enter the Wumpus says, why does the hot wing item only come in ones? Do you know anybody who's ever had just one hot wing? And if so, can you send the leftovers to me? I periodically will eat just one hot wing. I'll buy like 6 and have them in the fridge and then just go there every once in a while and eat one. Di Vernon says, who's the non-Xeno, non-Devster account in Xeno's clan? Xeno's multi? I don't know. Let me look. I don't know. I don't think that's Xeno's multi. I think that's a real person, because I think people have talked to them. Maybe it's a real-life friend of his or something. Kozlos says, you butter believe it. And then Gamma Bois 99 says, excuse my friend Kozlos, sometimes he gets hyper. Foxter says, more and more I'm stopped by artificial barriers, like, you must have X muscle. Shouldn't I be allowed to adventure in a zone once it opens and risk getting beaten up instead? Well, I don't know. I mean, in a way, that's one of the only things we have that actually keeps any sort of pace through a run, and so I kind of, you know, I don't think so. Jill Bub says, I know a big overhaul of clan stuff is probably somewhere in that long pipeline, but as a small change, how about being able to see ascension info, amount of runs, hardcore and softcore, and perhaps other info on a separate page of the clan member list in people's clan halls? Perhaps a separate option to view, like detailed stats. Yeah, I mean, that, I don't know about doing that as a minor change beforehand. Like, while I'm in that code, I might as well be doing stuff. let's see. Enter the Wumpa says, it came up in the forums. Shouldn't Hank have healed by now? Why is he still so beat up? Was he one of those masochists that kept walking into that irradiated hellhole, perhaps? Yes, in fact. He does keep going over there, snooping around, trying to figure out how to get some of that Grimmside action for himself. Keeps getting his ass beat by both the irradiation and by the penguins. Sucks for him. One of these days, we'll have an event to rebuild his store. Slink says, can you tell us any more about KOLCon? Do we need hotel rooms? Yes. Can I crash in your basement / crawl space? No. I can use the money saved on hotel for booze. Now, it's no longer the kind of size where we can really provide places for people to stay, like we've done in the past. So yes, you'll need a hotel room if you want to come to KOLCon. But, you know, there will be people, I'm sure. Last year what happened in a couple of cases was like a clan would rent a house collectively and stay there. So it was much cheaper for each of them. I'm sure you could find people that you knew in-game that would be willing to sort of share the cost of lodging and whatnot. Samuel L. Jackson next. Axes. Snakes on a Plane. Opening weekend viewing or not? No. We've been through that. You know what? I'm going to take a little short song break, because I don't want to get to the end of all of these questions and not have anything to say for the last hour, because I'm like halfway through them already. Guys, send some more questions about game stuff. You know what? I should have picked a song before I did this. How about some couple of short MC Frontalot songs? Stay in that. Oh yeah, Yellow Laser Beams, Yellow Lasers rather, and I Heart Fags, because I do heart fags.
Met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude and an old fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revolt, resist, rewind, retract. You heard me, she said, I want any man here. She descends to the cave where you conquer the fear. Off you get to the side, the force you choose. I'm somebody's man enough here now. This girl, you gotta understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got
jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front and I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on, but these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free?
Cause I got something for you, it is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you, it is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam.
Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the bumps in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke. Less that's a bit too perverted for you. I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok. When we talk, ooh, like a beak box. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read that don't remember any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. And why, that's a nice gold bikini you make that. Shows off what you got, no mistake that. One fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle, the protocol droid. And then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Fire, she says, and before I could scream, got the steaming mouth full of yellow laser beam.
I'm in. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam.
I love bags, cause I am a San Franciscan. If you're dissing on my homos, then this censure's what you're risking. I'm insisting on containing my temper, but listen up. You shouldn't ought to be intolerant about who queers like to fuck. Queers like to fuck. Bags are great, they got hundreds of uses. You can see them on TV explaining what juice is. Abstruse is the world, but very simple is the homo. He or she is anyone who's keen to do another one, more so than the opposite. Follow? Bags are great, because almost every single one swallows. Or so I'm led to believe. Lesbians also I've heard of, not to mention non-gender identified spivak, sick and nerd love. And I spurn just about everything that there is. Because I was born here, and here's where I live. Here I give you this advice. Love a bag today, either up close and personally or from far away. See, bags are gay. And gay's a good adjective. It means like happy and high. But you had to just shy me away from the topic of my fag love. Something maybe that you're lacking in. Don't get mad just because you don't have such a big heart. As from the lot, you could love bags too. You already think dykes are hot. Why not? Come on down to the street fair. Asses in tabs plus rough trade to meet there. Some of whom been there back in the in back alleys for years. Yo, I promise if you visit, you could meet some queers. And if you love even just one, hooray! If you don't, well, I hope you enjoyed your stay. And I hope you go on your merry way with the chorus of my songs slowly turning you gay. I love fags, cause I am a San Franciscan. If you're dissing on my homos, then the censure's what you're risking. I'm insisting on containing my temper, but listen up. You shouldn't ought to be intolerant about who queers like to fuck. Queers like to fuck. And you don't love fags this much as a parent. You're having nightmares about them every time you get your hairs cut. You stare what you suspect could be a queer man in the eye, in the mirror, and thine coming out your fear gland. He's got scissors near your eardrums. Might lose your hearing, gonna watch it with these queer ones. And here comes your presidential cheerleader now. To the stir of the marriages in my hometown. The gods to take this hip-top law in the land down. Scribble on it, I hate homos, big bad brown. Put it back up, be like, what? It's better. Y'all were with me a second ago, and I said the marriage was threatened, and it was. Under siege by these villains, can you believe they wanted to gang up and have children? There'd be an army of them, teeming and thronging, tempting every American to give in to forbidden longing. And I thought that they couldn't reproduce, that was their weakness. Now what are we gonna do? They're gonna seek just treatment under the law? Damn it, that's like saying it's okay to be gay or a lesbian. Hey man, you cannot say that. Society would crumble and fall apart. I'll think about that on the bar. Gladdening every inch of the ride to be on the way to the where I reside. Not just the place where I keep my stuff, but the spot got plenty of the kind of person that I love. I love fags, cause I am a fan.
Franciscan. If you're dissing all my homos, then this sense is what you're risking. I'm insisting on containing my temper, but listen up. You shouldn't ought to be intolerant about who queers like to fuck. Queers like to fuck.
I should have probably given you a parental advisory, even though I'm not your parent. Not a role model either, like Charles Barkley. Alright, so that was the best Samuel L. Jackson question. The Cosmic Fool says, could do something with the badass belts. After each ascension, they tend to pile up. You can't sell them or equip more than three, so the rest are useless. Are they not tradable? Let's see. No, I guess they're not tradable. That's weird. I wonder if they should be. I don't know how big of a deal it is. Cold Blue Eye says, I got a question for Jake. I was wondering if we were going to be seeing an NS-13 type thing happening soon. I don't know. I really don't have a good idea of what the schedule is for that. We were kind of thinking about trying to do it before KOLCon, but that's probably not going to happen. There's just not going to be enough time. We were then maybe had the goal of trying to get it into testing before KOLCon, but like what with this whole Tuesday thing, we pretty much all the time that we spend working, on the next Tuesday thing. So I don't know. Zaxor says, how many more guild quests are planned? A good number. There's the thing is, they're not going to be. I don't think there are any more like small ones like what we've done so far. The others are all pretty detailed. I don't know that you'd really call. I don't know. You could easily describe them as like sets of five quests or like one quest. I don't know. There's plenty more content. Tellurium says, why can't we have avocados, Jake? Everyone wants to make guacamole. I don't know. Avocados take too long to grow. The game hasn't been around long enough. Yoink of the Yukon says, question for Jake. Have you considered making the in-game weapons breakable? As it is, most weapons are cheap, and it kind of deters me from ever wanting to acquire a crafting skill. Well, that was kind of the idea with Pulverize. And, you know, the weapons are getting more and more valuable in the mall as time goes by. So, you know, once people get through the giant stashes of weapons that existed prior to the coding of Pulverize, then that's going to change even more so. I know that, like, titanium assault umbrellas, we were kind of looking at that because we understood that they were pretty valuable to smash, and that the mall price of those, then there were thousands of them at the minimum price, and we've been kind of paying attention to how those have gone up in price, and so it seems like what we were expecting to have happen and what we were kind of trying to have happen was working. We've actually made it so weapons are kind of valuable. Looks like there's some for 2,000 meat. They were all like, I think like 300 before. But no, I've never really liked games where your weapons would break. That was one of the most annoying things about fucking Dark Cloud. No matter how good you were at the game, it was like, I mean, it was like Gauntlet, where just standing there you would die as a mechanism to make you keep pumping quarters into it, to make it so the game couldn't last forever, which I understand for an arcade game, but man, fucking Dark Cloud.
Reading. Twiggy135 asking what we're going to put in the last spot on the map. And we still don't know. We kind of do know. We're just not telling. LSK says, say something spoilery about upcoming stuff. Some of the upcoming stuff involves a book. Very spoilery. Morwin says, one other idea. You know how you can equip a fake hand even if you have a two-handed weapon equipped? You can make the hand useful and allow it to hold an offhand item as well. No, because that would sort of defeat the purpose of the grimoire, which is to create items that are pretty much useless. Tiny Plastic Panasonic Penguin says, what are some of your plans on the NS Tower familiar stage? Will more familiars be added, or will they stick with the traditional set? There aren't any specific plans to change that right now. Survey says, would it be possible to play Fett's Vet by MC Chris? No, I don't really like MC Chris. I mean, Fett's Vet is an okay song, but I don't think I even have a copy of it. Kink says, would it make sense to have clan buffs be based on the level of the character? I don't know. That's kind of interesting, actually. If the stats that you gain from purchases... That whole system has been rewritten completely and has been kind of not really in testing on dev. I think the way that I changed it would sort of, I guess, amount to nerfing it, so I didn't want to roll that out just in a vacuum. I wanted to roll it out while I was also rolling out something, you know, that made clans just better. Not that this change, I don't think, makes it better. It's more flexible. There's like three new things that you can buy. Jalen says, hey Jake, thanks for all the new content. You're making this game much better. Any plans on a reagent dish using spooky shrooms? I don't know. We haven't really thought much about the cooking stuff lately. Probably not going to be a whole lot of major changes in that. Severus says, more elemental equipment needs to be made. Perhaps wads or nuggets could play a part in that. Perhaps you will be happier tomorrow than you are today. Gorblack sings, Jake is the loneliest devster that you ever knew. I'm not a devster. I never use those things. Gorblack says, you can eat up some of the time in the show by naming the gift shop guy. Or I could eat up some time in the show by sticking my hands in my ears and humming and saying, I'm not listening to Gorblacks. I'm not listening to Gorblacks. I'm not listening to Gorblacks. Nearly Meatless Nick says, what time does Riff get up? I don't know. Kind of varies. I would have expected him to be up when I got here, but that was at like 4. I don't know. Alphonse Bronze, how excited are you for Snakes on a Plane coming out this Friday? Not particularly. Simon M77 says, if you feel that you're boring on the show, you should get shit-faced and entertain us. I don't really feel like drinking tonight. I got good and drunk the last 3 nights in a row, and I woke up the last 3 mornings in a row saying I should really stop doing that. Carbo says, could there be a system for rapidly switching between outfits similar to the rapid skill-using type menu? I mean, there's inventory, equipment... I mean, it's like 3 clicks to switch between outfits, and I can't imagine a real good way of making that any easier. I mean, even if we did have a outfit drop down at the top, you'd still have to go up there and select the outfit and click it. And you'd have to click something to get it to appear instead of whatever else you were looking at up there, like with the quick skills thing, so... Gorblack says, I don't think a stealth mission can be improved with the mariachi band unless you use it as a distraction. Well, then you use it as a distraction. Greycat says, will we get new armor on the Tuesday update? Not on this one. Carbo says, no, sorry, Carbo's already said that. Evang says, I had a really awesome question, but now I forgot it. This makes me sad. Makes me sad, too. Kaylee says, will the band They Might Be Giants ever play at a KOL con? Have they already? We looked into booking them. What they charge is actually, I mean, it would have cost as much to have them play as the entire rest of the con cost to put on. Actually, a little more than that, I guess. But
we would have had to have found a venue for them to play. I don't really know. It seems kind of goofy that basically the way we would have had to do it was we would have had to pay them to play. We would have had to pay the place that they were playing to let them play. And I don't know how that kind of bullshit works. You would think that there would be a way, because, I mean, I feel like there are people who book bands to go on tours, and the band gets paid by the venue, and the venue sells tickets and makes their fucking money. You would think that that wouldn't be the hardest thing in the world to make happen, but you'd be kind of wrong. This is one of those things where you kind of got to know people. Johnny Extreme says, any plans to make the Miz accessory different from the Mister, just to make it worthwhile? What? I would argue that the most worthwhile thing is the acknowledgement that men and women are not only equal, but identical. You know, that's the only truly politically correct opinion to have about anything. Moonshade says, have you considered alternating coasts for KOL Con? There are a lot of us East Coasters that can't make it out there for a con. We get this question sometimes, and honestly, it would be such a pain in the ass for us to arrange some giant thing in a city that we don't live in. So, I mean, I suppose if we had, you know, like, the, you know, Hot Stuff lives in Boston. So if we decided that we wanted to do the next official KOL Con in Boston, then we could, you know, have him do the parts of the arrangement that actually had to be done out there. And I mean, logistically, you know, then it's also like we all have to fly out there, which sucks. I mean, granted, you know, it sucks for you to have to fly in from the East Coast or whatever, but I don't know. Istanbul asks if I'm sick of the snakes on a plane hype. Yes. Bobby Nopan says, how about a skill for turtle tamers and seal clubbers that uses HP instead of MP? Now, because you can basically get infinite HP and MP. Like, if there was a way of converting MP into, or rather, if there was a way of converting hit points into MP, or using hit points as MP, you would effectively have infinite MP because you could always use, like, the Cannelloni Cocoon to get all your hit points back. Turn those into mana, use that mana to cast Cannelloni Cocoon, get all your hit points back. So, no. Sonic Boom says, remember how you said you wanted meat not to be consumable? What's the deal with MSGs and catalysts costing meat? That you're not consuming the meat? What? How does that count at all as meat being consumable? Hilo says, an idea for that Smithable chef's hat to append as something to the end of your chat. Emerald's hat, and it adds BAM to the end of things that you say in chat. Ha ha. Evang says, today me and my dad had a fight in Target with toy laser blasters. I won because I had the General Grievous blaster, but then you started coughing even though you were a robot. But it turned out you were actually a pair of lungs inside a robotic exoskeleton, because the lungs are the seat of the soul. So, every once in a while you'll see somebody with a disease and an iron soul. Cornoke says, the images for the flaming, frozen, and stinky gravy fairies aren't the right size in pixels, which makes browsers stretch them and they look crappy. Could you change them to 30 by 30? Whoa, really? Hey, it's a riff. You want to get on the radio? All right. We're going to take like a 15 or maybe 20-minute song break and get set up. I'm almost through all the questions and nothing has really happened, and so I'll just give us some... give us a little bit of a break. While I'm doing this song break, I'm going to look at those images and see if I can fix them. I wouldn't have thought that I would have fucked that up that badly, but if they were all at the same time, maybe I did. Oh, what shall we listen to? I feel like I played some Crash Test Dummies last time. How about a bunch of state songs? How about just the first 15 minutes of state songs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So 12 or 13 minutes of music and we'll be fine and we'll be back.
The song of the 50 states, the song of the 50 states. The time has come for us to sing about a certain place where everything is in the control of people who are down in the hole. The song of the 50 states, the song of the 50 states. No two alike, but each connected by a golden thread. I'll try not to forget all the words and leave that job to those who have heard. But I recall and will relate the words and music of the 50 songs of the 50 states. The songs of the 50 states. The time is nigh for us to sigh about a certain place where everything is in the control of people who are under the ground. State songs, state songs. I can't wait for my favorite one. I hear the melody, the harmony, the pounding rhythm, the ideas, notes and words. Every state a different composition, keeping me awake late at night. Can't get them out of my say they're great, I ain't gonna say they ain't, but I recall and will relate the words and music of the 50 songs of the 50 states, the songs of the 50 states, the time has come for us to sing about a certain place, where everything is in the control, of men who are controlling my mind, state songs, I can't wait for my favorite
bicycle, crash my bicycle. In a big South Carolina wreck, I crash my bicycle. Crash my bicycle, crash my bicycle. In a big South Carolina wreck, I crash my bicycle. And I want some damages and there were punitive. By which I mean the punishment was damages. It crushed my head, it crushed my head. Just somewhere my dream. Rick, look through the front, we're spinning upside down. Rick, the red reflector fragments strewn around. The back wheel's always down, letter D. Rick, I was an I, now I am a B. Crash my bicycle. Thank you.
Riff's with us. Is Riff with us?
Riff is with us, I guess.
I was making sure that I could actually see the little knobs bouncing up and down. Hey, Riff, you want to turn into big black eyes for a second?
Sure.
All right.
Hey. Hey, how's it going there, Riff? Hey, yo there, homie. What's happening? What's happening? I think you're gonna have to tell me that. Oh, right. You sure have been asleep a long time. Yeah, I think I just had just to sleep through the hangover. All right.
It worked out pretty well. I'm feeling good.
Oh man! Oh wait! We suddenly stopped being black.
Oh no!
Hey, now let's be Martians.
Oh. How's it going? for a Martian, it's going pretty good. Good. When are we going to take over the Earth? Haven't we already?
Okay. Sorry about that.
What were you doing?
I was doing that thing where it speeds up and slows down the voices.
Oh, okay.
And made us sound like big black dudes for a while, and then
Martians. Man, now I have to download the show later. And
now we sound like black Martians. Our voices are very deep, but since we're from Marsha.
From Marsha?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Corn, okay, I fixed the those images, so thank you. I was totally not aware of that. Pikachamp says, I think it'd be cool if the digital key did something else, like unlock a special one-time adventure in the inexplicable door. Yeah, maybe. Neville DenJacoby said, I had the same problem with Kentucky Fried Movie, also here, and then points out how to get it on Amazon, apparently. So neat. Moonshade says, are there any you can't do that on television references? I can't think of any, but an I don't know item that is green slime related would be cool. I didn't have Nickelodeon when I was a kid, so I never...
I used to watch it all the time. It was all right.
I saw like a handful of episodes of it when I would like be at my cousin's house. Like when I was growing up, there wasn't cable where I lived.
Yeah.
So all I had was broadcast channels. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what we do as a reference.
The Annihilator says, hey, Jack, have you played Star Wars Empire at War? If or if not, what do you think of it? I have, and it was so hard that I just stopped playing. Like, I don't know if... there might have just been something that I didn't understand about the way that you were supposed to play it, but just, like, it took me 5 tries to beat the tutorial mission. Like,
dude!
Maybe not the tutorial mission, but I mean, I was seriously just making zero progress because I was constantly getting my ass ripped. I don't think that I'm that bad at real-time strategy, because, like, I played through the first campaign of Rise of Legends, unless Rise of Legends is just a shitload easier than the Star Wars one, but, yeah.
The only RTS I ever played really was that one Bungie did. I think it was called Myth or something.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
I remember that being pretty hard also. But it was kind of limited, right? Like, you didn't ever really build stuff. You just always
You started with... Well, part of it was, as I remember, the main... Once you got to the main plot thread, you had a limited number of guys, and those were the guys you had for all the battles for the rest of the game.
Mm.
So if you lost a lot of guys in the first few fights, then you wouldn't have enough to win the last few.
Huh. Khufu says, I have an idea for Spirit of Rigatoni. We have an idea for Spirit of Rigatoni, so we're not going to really entertain other suggestions for it. Palpy says, what's up with the new icon for Disco State of Mind? Well, it's a new icon for Disco State of Mind. Bad A Mother 4000 says, any chance of adding more incentives to sue different familiars? Right now, most people only use one over and over again. And then he corrects it to use, but it's funnier if it's
yeah.
Sue. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think that... I think that the volleyball stuff is always going to be so overpowering for the speed ascension game that there's really not much we can do short of making the other ones just ridiculously powerful. I don't know. I mean, ideally, the game would be better designed than it is, and, you know, it wouldn't be the case that the volleyball functionality is so much more important than all the other functionality. I mean, I feel like you should be able to fight, like a combat familiar, you know, would maybe be balanced such that it would allow you to fight a monster that was enough higher level that you would get the additional stats from it that you would get if you had a volleyball, but it's, I mean, in that there are so many other ways to just easily dispatch high level enemies.
Do they know about the tweak you made yet?
No, but I mean, everybody seemed to be pretty roundly dissatisfied with that tweak on dev, so I don't know if it's gonna happen. I mean, it's, you know, the claim is that it just makes combat familiars, all it does is like nerf all of the familiars that people already don't use, but I don't know. Caleb Crow says, I've heard a rumor you may be coming to the Seattle meet. Any truth to that? No, I'm not. Mr. Skullheads wasn't going to be able to make it because of the wedding, and I just kind of decided I don't want to do any more traveling. So I am not going to be, I'm not going to be in Seattle. Moorbank says, this show reminds me of a Winston Churchill's radio addresses, except if he dressed up like a girl and was watching gay porn at the time. Keep up the good work. Okay.
Thanks?
I'm not as drunk as Winston Churchill would have been. Glebe says, tomorrow will be my one-year KOL-iversary. Congrats on taking 1 year of my life. Soon we will have enough souls in the soul battery to institute the last part of our plan.
That's right.
Kaylee says, will you ever just actually just plain out tell us what the pack rat star sign does? No. Tara says, I want to ask Jick what happened to the temporal rift in the nearby plains on Tuesday. It's not appearing for first-timers. Yeah, we made it not appear for first-timers.
So now you know.
Evang says, screw the roofie item. I would have been more offended by a raffy item. Or what about, what, raffia? What's that? Is that that stuff that...
Yeah, that in the 70s wicker that stuff, yeah.
That you make decorative items out of. Bad A Mother 4000 says, an idea to make the stat days not so uniform, have muscle classes' lives be governed by Ronald, mysticality by Grimace, and moxie by the Hamburglar. Yeah, but then they'd be super unpredictable, and they wouldn't happen at the same... I mean... Huh. Yeah, I don't exactly know what you mean by that anyway. Anything that we do that involves the mini-moon is going to be so unpredictable that, you know, I want the stat days to appear in the same quantities, you know, without having to, you know, look at it over the course of a year to make the quantities the same. Metal Shadow says, a new area similar to Under Degrassi Knoll for all those quests you've thought of? That'll be some stuff.
We've got some stuff on the plate.
Yep. 3Leaf Ivy says, Cloaca Cola or Dyspepsi Cola? I'm a Coke guy myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pepsi's kind of nasty. Morwin says, in what order do you read PMs for the show? First to last.
Top down.
Ju Swami X says, is cybering with yourself multi-abuse? No, but it is jackassery. If you complain about it, I have to disable you both. Marinara says, have you, Jick, ever played 1,000 blank white cards? Yes, a number of times. Evang says, you should be able to fuse together cardboard ore and marzipan skulls to make a cardboard marzipan. Greycat says, cold monsters could be in the pantry, too, in the freezer. Oh, that's true. It could be like a frozen turkey. Gleemax says, why is your radio show always Monday? So the people know when to listen to it, I guess. Enter the Wumpa says, what is your opinion on Grease Monkey scripts? Do you like them? Hate them? Use them? I don't use them. I can't ever trust any third-party code that does anything with KOL.
And I'm lazy, so I never got around to installing it.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something in one of the primary sets of Grease Monkey scripts that people used that was kind of sketchy, and it made me kind of not trust Grease Monkey scripts in general, or rather, it kind of made me not trust the people who write Grease Monkey scripts. In general, I think that they're going to be harmless, and I mean, I would not advise using them if you can't read the code and understand what they're doing. But I know that's not an option for everybody. And I mean, it's kind of neat that people are able to write on functionality for us, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I don't actually use them for anything. I don't have Grease Monkey installed.
You don't play the game anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Erala says, just out of curiosity, how feasible would it be to implement an arena where two players can actually battle each other? That would be a giant pain in the ass. And basically, anything where people were playing against each other, there would be nothing that we could do to prevent people from just leaving in the middle of a fight if they were losing, so that would just happen every single time. Nobody would ever want to take their medicine.
I guess we could do something where, like, if you didn't respond in a certain amount of time, you just got marked as not making your move, so the other guy got another turn.
Yeah. The Dread Pirate Wesley says, how about combining a small leather glove with twinkly powder for a Michael Jackson glove? It could give pooky damage, because damn, MJ is scary as hell these days. I think that meant spooky damage, but pooky damage is
spooky.
001 says, you need special properties for the turtle taming crafting stuff, right? Well, how about giving one of them an acid squirting flower effect? We don't necessarily need special properties for it. We just need a mechanism for the actual acquisition of the turtles. 001 suggests that would be a neat strategy to have turtle tamers kill monsters by being defensive. Which, you know, that's... If turtle tamers could make more damage shieldy stuff, then that would be, you know, like a shield that's spiky. Or something. Yerick the Real Bad says, help! Amplitude has forced me to give him a facial and he has taken over my apartment. Do you have advice for keeping Amplitude at bay? Thanks. You mean like a bukkake-style facial? How did you pull that off? Kaylee says, I just bought 4,000 sandwiches from the mall and it was very hard to do so. Will you ever add a sort by most in store option? So if somebody had like 502,485, they would appear first? I don't know that. I mean, so many results come up. I mean, let's look. I guess. Wow. No, you know, I guess you're right. I guess there just aren't... Maybe you bought out all the huge quantities, and that's why. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if there are more of them at the minimum price, then we'll fit on the screen. I think if you're doing a search like that, it's actually not any more expensive on the database to pull more results out. So maybe... I don't know. We still need to figure out what we're going to do with the friggin' mall search. I don't know. Moonchase says, I think you're effed up, Jick. When I get a sandwich with a toothpick in it, I pull it out before eating. Well,
you're just crazy.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's a wasteful, shameful waste of a good toothpick.
Istanbul says, any chance of a combination starfish / mosquito item of the month? Yeah, I don't know. That might be... might be plausible. Something that was like the starfish plus also did HP regeneration at the same rate. It would certainly make stasis easier. Enter the Wumpa says, is Riff sleeping in the building? If so, you should go throw something at him. I didn't have to. I threw my voice, and he heard it.
That's right. It totally sounded like the teddy bear was talking to me.
Ich Pundu says, is there ever going to be a chance of level 16 skills? Almost certainly not. There will be probably some more class skills that go in, but they're going to be like quest rewards or something. Or, you know, things that you find by doing stuff. Bruscatalia says, the armory and legory should sell a three-piece staff. Combine it with disease to make a three-section staff infection, which does plus three hot damage because you must swing it feverishly. Hotzah says, following up on the spamwich toothpick question, how about when you eat a spamwich sandwich, you get a wooden toothpick that can be used to make a TPS drink that only has one use? No. That would make them a lot more valuable. Certainly. The mall wouldn't be crammed full of them at the minimum price. Mora says, new shirts anytime soon? I don't know. Tedrunk says, why do all the randomized familiar names end up being a variant of Grog or Gorg? Sometimes they're Torg. Sometimes they're Tog or Tot or Grobert.
Or Trufflesby.
Trufflesby, yeah. Yeah, you know, there are... That's just what people tend to name their pets in the Kingdom of Loathing. Spot.
Okay.
Fido. Pikachamp says, how long until there's a snakes on a plane reference? I don't know, -6 weeks?
More than that, I think our first one was when the Grimoire came out.
Alright, the bag of peanuts.
Yeah.
Pyrotechnic says, why don't Postomancers get the skill Spirit of Radio? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Khufu says, Marvel Comics is going to reintroduce the No Prize. Surely the Kingdom could use its own equivalent of Loathing. What does that mean?
The what?
The No Prize.
Never
no
heard
dash
of it.
Prize.
No idea. I never read much of Marvel stuff anyway.
Enter the Wumpus says, if we aren't supposed to trade them or sell them, how are those of us that didn't get a hilarious object summoner supposed to get any of the excess of amusing items, eh? I don't know, ask someone to give them to you?
Yeah.
You know, and if they want to sell it to
as
you,
a gift
don't
from,
pay them.
From one of your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
TexMurph says, for NS13, scrap stat days. No, really. Get rid of them. Yeah, it'd be nice. Demia says, I'm still waiting for the disembodied penis familiar. September familiar of the month.
Yeah, I think you're going to be waiting a while.
TexMurph says, the importance of stat days trumps everything else that there is and is pretty much the most powerful thing in terms of speeding up a run. Yeah, the amount of tweaks that can be put in and the raw amount of turns that will be required for ascension runs allow for a not more wiggle room with content. This is pretty well-reasoned. Getting rid of them right now wouldn't be that great with everything else as it stands, people right now prepping for NS13, but when you roll out the changes, it would be something. That's actually an interesting argument. And I'd still want them to have some effect. But it wouldn't matter. The effect was totally random. I mean, I don't mind people having to kind of plan runs around the stat days or whatever, you know, but... And I don't mind it kind of being the case among the power gamers that really it's only in the stars every once in a while that a leaderboard quality run is possible. But, I don't know. It also makes it so you can't just perpetually do the fastest possible runs. You know, you have to wait for a stat day, and those days have to count on one of your runs. So, I don't know. I kind of see it both ways. Grinblade says, am I just blind, or is there an option to search for players by name? Yeah, it's just a little tricky to find. If you go to send a message, there's a search players link. Usually any place that you can... send somebody something via their name, there will be a little link to search. Kaylee says, what about a new piece of furniture in the clan hall? T-shirt logoer. Costs 50k and allows you to make a custom clan t-shirt. Once you left the clan, the shirt would disappear. We've thought about, actually, a kind of a different way of doing the clan crest thing.
Yeah.
That would be kind of neat. To make the clan crest... It would be kind of like...
It would either be like getting a custom avatar, or it would be like just filling out a form where you basically had very, very little wiggle room on customizing it, but you could make like a shield of arms that had four items on it, and you could just pick the item graphics. Or you could make a crest that had a single monster image in it, or a single adventure image, or something like that. And then for one Mr. A in Mr. Store, you would be able to buy a clan crest or whatever that would just display for you for whatever clan you were in at the time if they had a crest. The crest would be associated with the clan and would cost 5 Mr. A's. Or if we figured out a way to make them automated, we could just make them cost 1 Mr. A to actually create the crest, but I don't hold out a lot of hope that we could actually automate that and have it be worthwhile. But just having it basically be like a guild tabard in World of Warcraft. Like, you buy it, and then whatever guild you're in, it just shows the logo of that guild, and that's fine. SimonM77 says, how about after you perm every skill in Hardcore, you can start perming effects that you can activate or disable at your own leisure? That would be a little overpowered, I think. We can make it so you can only perm the bad effects. Bob Lift says, how about some mall rats references in the mall? For example, randomly when you walk in, there is text on the top that says stuff. I don't know. I haven't seen mall rats in a long time.
That was a pretty good one, as I remember.
Enter the Wumpa says, is there anything about the roofies that you would like to add to what Scully has already said? I don't know. I hate the world. The fact that that was a controversy at all is just fucking retarded to me, and it kind of makes me angry that we had to deal with it at all. Also, rape is funny.
Especially if you're raping a clown.
Yeah. Morwin says, will you ever talk in regular chats again like you used to, or do you need to be that much more secluded these days from spammers? I don't know. TechSmurf says, this isn't TechSmurf, it's Zalan account sitting.
I was kind of surprised that that TechSmurf would present an argument with that much reasoning behind it.
What? TechSmurf is smart.
He's smart, but he doesn't. I mean, I'm not that he couldn't, but he generally doesn't. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Hogula says a red skeleton in the misspelled cemetery would be awesome. Did I send this to you last time? Sorry if I did. I don't really remember.
I think you did, and I don't believe that you're sorry.
Point says, have you ever held a contest during the Jig Show? No. Vlad Slipshod says, leave the badass belts alone. I like to collect mine. All right. Pastorama says, Iocane powder is a new hilarious item / cocktail crafting ingredient. You could give people poison drinks. Alphonse Braun says, no LARP this year? Think of all the hate mail. Yeah, I would just all say, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. I would keep opening, like, packages, and it would just spring out little bags of rice and hit me in the face and say, you've been lightning bolted. And by the way, if anybody ever sends me a package like that, I'm disabling your account. Freaked out about packages anyway. Soda Popinski. Remember Soda Popinski from Tyson's Punch-Out? Evening, Dick. Do you have any particular opinion regarding MMG bots? As a meat-making tool, they drain meat out of the economy, but do they adversely affect game speed for others? Not really. The MMG is not particularly resource-intensive, and, I mean, seriously, if somebody wants to use server resources by just having bots bet meat against each other and just burning that much meat in the house cut, they can do that all day. Like, I just kind of don't care. I feel like any extra lag they created is sort of made up for by the general improvement in the economy that they engender. SimonM77 also says, no new shirts in a while. Is that going to change? Maybe. Mora says, there is a king's crown. Why not a queen's crown? More and more females are playing. You need more female clothes. We have that bra.
Yeah. and the bikini half thing.
Yep.
And there's some gingham stuff somewhere.
Some what?
Gingham.
Oh yeah, there's the gingham blouse, and there's skirts.
Yeah. Wide variety.
Enter the Wumpa says, I used to like Dark Cloud, then I realized it was the most repetitive thing since RuneScape. Speaking of which, what do you think of RuneScape? I think it's the most repetitive thing since Dark Cloud.
Darn you.
No, I don't know about... I mean, I made a character on RuneScape the other day and played through Tutorial Island or whatever it was, and I was just like, you know. I don't... It wasn't fun. Like, I don't know.
I'll try, I'll see if I can get on that Disney one again tonight.
Was it down or something?
Their front page was up, but whenever it went to actually connect to the server, it just wouldn't respond.
Huh. So it's like, it's neat that it's a free MMO.
Yeah. And I'll look for, whatever that one Nama mentioned to us was. Gaia Online or something. Gonna go stealing secrets from our competitors if they have any worth stealing.
Nico Chen 314 says the spider web and razor sharp can lid have tower monsters and are meat smithable. Where are the knobgoblin firecrackers? We were gonna have a cat asshole tower monster, but we decided that might offend people. And I mean, it also wasn't. I mean, it's funny, but I'm not really the kind of whatever. Bassadilla says, "Hey, Jack, I just noticed that the Wiffle Flail is a two-handed flail. Since it's made from a staff, shouldn't it be governed by Spirit of Rigatoni and the Sauce Glove? No, because it's not a staff. Not everything that's made out of a staff is a staff. You know what? That's actually a." That's actually a chef staff we don't have to write. Because there's no one-off staff for there. Super Petman says, Jick, how about having the topiary golems drop shrubberies to put in your campground? Yeah, you can get one shrubbery, and then you can get another shrubbery with a different level to create a nice little path effect.
A path! A path!
And then you can chop down the mightiest tree in the forest with a herring. See, that's it. I'm a dork.
Yep, quoted it's official now.
Monty Python.
Not just any Monty Python, you quoted Holy Grail.
Yeah. That's, in my mind, the best thing that they did. Istanbul says, can you give me the ability to cry like 3 times per day? I know my tears are required to make absinthe, but I'm too damn macho to cry. It's like Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer, but... the world can't benefit from it because he never cries. Oh, Lilith says, Jake, if you're that bored, then snipe your Skype list and get somebody on with you to pick on. Skype doesn't work with Sam. Cantry Boy says, if Riff hasn't woken up by the time you get to this, you might want to check that he's still breathing. He is. Bizcut also asks if Kaolcon will ever be heard in a place other than Phoenix. Probably not the official one, no. T-Bell 30 says, Jick, I was thinking about AT skills and realized there is not any passive skills. Have you ever thought about making some? Say one that gives 10 adventures of a song instead of 5? No. I mean, there's an item that gives 10 adventures of a song instead of 5. I like that accordion thieves have that purity of buffing.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make their first skill a buff. I mean, it's that self-buff thing. Nidgill says, if they're identical, then Ms. A should be redeemable at Mr. Store, too. Are they? Maybe I missed something. No, there's no Ms. Store. This guy with the incredibly annoying name, which is either a series of lowercase L's or a series of I's, or both, says, I like the barrel full of barrels. Any chance of a similar thing with food? Lunchbox full of lunchboxes, perhaps? We thought about putting food in the barrel full of barrels, but then we decided that...
food is pretty... readily available, more so than...
it's easier to find low-end food than that.
Yeah.
Lawler says, will we ever be able to... that's the same questions over and over again. Will we ever be able to access the Grim Grimmicite site? I don't know.
Samuel L. Jackson says, going to be in Arizona 2 weeks before KOLCon. Can I still drop by? I don't know. You might try getting a hold of the local players and seeing if anybody was up for going and getting a drink or something. If you're old enough to drink. If you're not old enough to drink, I don't want to hang out with you at all. Maddie B says, are there any plans to expand the Dungeon Full of Dungeons or the Dungeons of Doom at all? You know, like more net hacky stuff? Where are the nymphs that gank my stuff, for example? Yeah, actually, I'm sure the Xenophobe would be excited about adding stuff there. I wanted to make a gremlin in there that would randomly eliminate effects as a special attack.
That'd be neat.
Because the gremlins, like, steal your intrinsics. Commander Wigan says, will KOL keep going to Comic-Con, or was this a one-time thing? We've already bought our booth for next year, so definitely going next year.
Have you heard back from them? Did we get what we wanted?
We wouldn't have heard yet. We basically won't find out anything until, like, a week before Comic-Con next year.
Great.
I'm sure they've, like, cashed the check, and they might send us something. I do not understand. Like, the amount of money that we spend on our booth, right? That was money that they didn't get last year. They could hire somebody to work for a couple of months at a reasonable salary with what our booth cost, right? They could hire somebody just to deal with us, and they wouldn't have lost any money. And I don't understand how they can be so bad at running that convention.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it went off without a hitch. It was fine. Everything was perfect, but it was just this gigantic exercise in frustration trying to get anything accomplished. It'll be a little better now that we know that we just kind of don't have to pay attention to most of the shit that they say. You know, we know that we got to do the variance thing for our booth and whatever, and I mean, we know that they're apparently not going to take other people's feelings into account because, you know, they didn't bother lining us up. You know, they pretty much, one entire side of our booth was completely obscured by somebody else's variance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just going to get that variance if we ask for it. Because we'll have a booth exactly like they did. It's going to be weird. Unless we don't get an end cap, in which case we wouldn't have to worry about it at all. If we had a 20 by 10 booth in the aisle.
Yeah.
I don't know, do they do any 20 by 10s on corners? I kind of remember seeing some.
I don't recall.
Because if end caps are at all at a premium, then we probably won't be able to get one because we're so low on the totem pole. Unless we give them like $5,000 or something, then we can buy some extra seniority points. Not going to do that, though.
Maybe we could get one of them playing and pay them off in Mr. A's.
Sonic Boom says, the MSG is in Catalyst making meat consumable thing. If I remember correctly, the reason you made reagents and noodles cost MP instead of meat to make was so that meat wasn't consumable. Well, no, I guess, but that would... It used to say that you were converting the meat into noodles, and that's not... That doesn't make any sense. You know, you're
don't make buying noodles out of
the MSG. You're giving meat to the storekeeper, and he's giving you some MSG. I mean, you can't say that money is edible in the real world because you can go to Jack in the Box. You know, it's... Point says, about the new armors for Turtle Tamers and the Summon Turtle idea you and Riff were throwing around, why not create a spell similar to the Bound Armor system in Oblivion?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe you summon... There's a school of magic in Oblivion that lets you summon items that are not tradable, which we don't want the items not to be tradable. It's just, you have, like, a summoned dagger or whatever that's bound to you.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the big problem, I guess, that I have is, you know, we could just make it so you summon 3 turtles a day or whatever. You get to tame 3 turtles a day. But I'd kind of like it to be, A, a little more interesting than that, and B, I'd like for you to have a little bit of control over what kind of turtles you get. Because at least, no, I mean, even, I was going to say especially at first, but not even. Like, helmet turtles are always going to be super weak, you know? I mean, they're... You know, unless we replaced the Turtle Tamer starting item with not a helmet turtle, but just a turtle shell.
Hmm.
Like a turtle shell hat. And, you know, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, we could do that. Empty turtle shell.
Because then, if the helmet turtle was only used for crafting stuff, I mean, the fact that there are already so many of them that exist would make them, you know, slightly less worthwhile or worthful.
We could just change the item so that that item ID is turtle shells, and create a new item to be the helmet turtle.
Yeah, no, that's what I would do if we were going to do that. Because that way we could also, I mean, you know, because the way the, like, meaty helmet turtle thing works now, we could also do the meaty shield turtle and meaty knee pad turtles to add the sort of extra layers for, you know, you'd use a regular one for the cardboard stuff and a meaty one for the linoleum stuff, and then...
Or do, like, elaborate breeding and training simulations.
I mean, that's
you have to go race them or something stupid.
That's always what I thought about doing with them, but I mean, anything that works like that is going to have to take a lot of time to, you know, there'll have to be some sort of timing element to it, and anything that takes a lot of time is going to be sort of less valuable as a crafting skill. You know, if you have to spend days waiting to get the right materials, I mean, it would make them neater.
If they were worth it, it would be still good.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I mean, if we...
I guess I didn't really say much in that sentence.
Yeah.
If they were worth it, they'd be worth it.
Where am I at? Damn it.
Max Vance suggests that when the Nobgoblin Very Mad Scientist hits you with a concentrated blast of science, it should give you temporary blindness.
Yeah, that's funny.
Can we do things like that?
Not exactly. What I could probably do is I could write some kind of handler for that would give us the ability to put like a comment in the attack text, and then something would be looking for that comment.
And would recognize it as giving
a specific attack if we wanted to do something weird. That's actually not a bad idea. That could kind of reinvigorate the special attack concept it depends. We wouldn't have a whole lot of control over how often it happened.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because if he did that more than once in a round, you know, we could just give him a special attack that blinds you with science, you know, because we've been talking about adding a bunch more special attacks, special attacks anyway, and effects. Special pains. Black Belt Duck says, are you able to smell Riff's spicy brains? I don't know what that means.
What? Who said that?
Black Belt Duck.
Okay.
Anthurum says, last adventure link in compact left-hand pain? Poof! It's been there for years. It's the ADV next to the number of adventures that you have. Indilica says, would it be possible to make campsite furnishings removable? That if I lose all my meat gambling, I could sell my house to pay off my loan shark. Or your land shark.
Land shark.
Excuse me. Gerbil Man says, donde está mis pantalones? Would it be donde están mis pantalones? Son of Beckett asks, what you're eating?
Nothing.
Shaft 1986 says, Jick, why haven't you posted the last Love and Loathing show on phoenix.asymmetric.net? I've had it for you. Now that you're reading it on the radio, other people will bug you. I think that I started uploading it, and maybe the laptop... I did it on a laptop, and I, like, on some crappy hotel internet connection, because I was in Chicago when it became available to me, I think. I'll tell my wife to remind me to do that when I get home. Enter the Wumpa says, are you going to go see the new Transformers movie? Maybe.
I'd be up for that. Is it out? That's not out till like next year, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. The Booze Giant says, Istanbul has missed text where he tries to drunkenly hit you. Shouldn't it be that he drunkenly tries to hit you? Well, I don't know. I mean, you could say that...
I mean, maybe he failed to hit you drunkenly because he didn't get drunk first. You know, I think either one of those could work. Mellow Cork says there should be an underwater area at the island called Peter Tork's Locker. Presumably Peter Tork is one of the monkeys.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny. Menden says, did they ever explain why Innobox can't make advanced meat smithing stuff with your aid? I mean, a machine can make advanced food /sauce/booze stuff, so why not a gnoll? Because gnolls are dumber than machines. Gerbilman says, how is it the Radio Bugbear hasn't logged on since October? That was probably when we created Radio Bugbear, after he got deleted the last time. Shaft 1986 says, since Astral Shell provides the same elemental protection as Elemental Sauce Sphere plus damage absorption, could you do something to make Elemental worth ever casting again? Does it give the same amount of... I think I was under the impression that Elemental Sauce Sphere gave better elemental protection than Astral Shell.
I'm not sure.
I'll have to look at that. Maddie B says, Jick, I don't know how feasible this would be, but would it be possible to make a Mr. Store item that you could rename? It wouldn't be useful, just a 10-power weapon or something, but its only ability would be the ability to rename it. No, because items don't exist individually in the inventory database. There's never going to be a way for the game to know the difference between your item number 12 and somebody else's item number 12. Cornoke says, woo, my gravy fairies are beautiful. Now... Thanks. How about a space between the skill drop-down menu and the button in combat? You said you did it before, but there's still no space. Wow, really? Skill. You know what? I can't push out the fight code right now, but I'm gonna go and look at that. Type equals submit is what he searched for. Attack with your weapon name. Yeah, I'll be damned. There we go. Anyway, like I said, that won't be pushed out live until anything. George Erwaki says, have you played Kingdom Hearts 2 and gotten the secret ending? If so, do you think it was worth it? I didn't play it at all. My wife played it, and I don't think she got the secret ending. But if she's listening, she should look that up on Wikipedia to see what you have to do. Freak says, sorry if it's been asked before, but how many active players are there, like logged in within the past couple of days? Well, let's see. In the last 24 hours prior to the last rollover, 46,000 accounts were played. In the last week, 88,000 were played. And in the last month, 131,000 were played. So, those are those numbers. Ender the Wumpus says, is there a picture of Xenophobe somewhere? Every other design person has one, but Xeno doesn't. Yeah, he's got that drawing of his avatar. That's actually what he looks like.
Yeah. He wears that chicken suit all the time, too.
The Gunrun says, what is your favorite techno? The absence of techno? I don't know.
No, I like wide varieties of techno and industrial. I like Orbital. Orbital is probably one of my favorites. And Freeze Pop, although... they're not as techno as others. I don't know. Next question.
Sorry. Looking. Bob333333 says, are you in Phoenix going to have kids soon? Bob333333 also says, I'm relieved that all the screwing each other's moms jokes have all but disappeared. Is this because you're married? I don't know. I said that and then my wife got mad at me. Because I guess she wants me to have sex with Mr. Skullhead's mom. Maddie B says, isn't one of the Astral Badgers attacks a SOAP reference? Yes.
Yep.
When I was going in there, the Astral Badger will soon be slightly less wordy when it attacks. I made it so that whole joke about the pan-dimensional clause in his contract thing only happens every, like, 10th time he hits, as opposed to every single time, because, like, playing with Vlad Slipshod, my Astral Badger, was just so much text, so much more text than from other familiars.
Moth says, riff, 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 all day long. Riff, 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 while I sing this song. Also, when are U-Gun put in guns? Moth, did you forget to take your medicine today? Potato Man says, I like cheese, but nobody knows. Well, now people know.
Yeah, now everybody knows. Pervert.
Smarmaduke says, no prizes were when you noticed a slip-up in continuity and got a note in the letter section that essentially said, congratulations, you get nothing.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Bob33333 says, I was just telling my mom that I like supporting your game because you're a real-life person and not a faceless corporation. I almost cried when I told her of the database deletion and what great lengths you went to afterward to make up for it. Well, thanks. But I am a faceless corporation.
It's true. He has no face.
Moth says, by which I mean, what is your favorite Batman villain? I like Two-Face myself. I don't like him because he took my face. Disco Rabbi says, I just received the book from 10thdimension.com. It's insanely good, but it makes my brain hurt. I don't know what that is.
It's this guy who's not a physicist, but is very interested in high-level physics, came up with his own theory about, like, what the 10 dimensions are and how string theory works and stuff. And he has a little website that has a flash cartoon explaining the first 10 dimensions, and that's basically the first chapter of his book, which you can buy from the site. It's pretty interesting.
I signed up for a flash class at the community college today.
Cool.
Online class. That'll be... Mostly the point of that was to actually Photoshop into. Most of that, the point of that was to just force me to actually spend the time on it that it would take to learn it on my own. We'll have to see. Freak says, don't become wow. I'll try. I guess that's the follow up to please don't kill the stat days. The effects extend beyond just speed runs. How about the average number of characters that log on per day? It stays. Before we got the new servers, it was at about 30,000, and it's been creeping up since then. But it's been between 40 and 50 for quite a while. Kaylee says, do you want my level 87 RuneScape account? No.
This L's or I's guy suggests making a channel for all the whiny emo kids called Slash Wrist.
Cuckoo275 says, Gaia Online sucks ass. It shouldn't be considered a game. It's mostly spam. So is spam hockey. It's considered a game.
Is it more or less of a game than fart hockey?
Fart hockey. You know, I still think we should come up with actual rules for fart hockey.
I'm pretty sure we shouldn't.
Oh, let's see. La 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 Lori says, yes, good idea about the female clothes. We need a thong. Skullcracker13 says, in the last 2 days, I've played World of Warcraft for over 20 hours. Do you like World of Warcraft? I do. I got a guy to 60 and kind of lost interest. But I think that I would get into it if I decided to, like, roll an Alliance character and play through all their content to 60.
Yeah, I should play a... I should set up an Alliance character on that PvE server you guys are on.
Yeah, I mean, I'd also have to start playing it. I don't know. Maybe I could get my wife to start playing her. She has, like, a paladin on there. You know, I'll definitely get back into it when the Burning Crusade comes out, because I'll, you know, yeah, play my 60 up to 70. I wonder, maybe I should move, because you can, I didn't realize this, but this seems like it was sort of announced silently, but you can move characters between servers now for like $25.
Yeah.
You can't move a character from a PvE server to a PvP server, but there's no such restriction for the other way. I don't know, the guild that we had on the PvP server kind of dissolved and got incorporated by this guild that I don't particularly care for. Really, they're super serious about stuff, and it's like they're super serious, but they're also super arbitrary. They let me in, but not hot stuff.
This is weird.
That's completely weird, because he played like 30 hours a day.
Yeah, he was a way more serious player than I was, but I don't know. LSK says, thanks for doing a show of almost pure questions. That's what really makes me enjoy the Jick and the riff show. I don't know. Kaylee says, the other day somebody was raffling off a code for a superhero mask. Is this against the rules or just immoral? It's not against the rules. I mean, to say that we didn't anticipate that happening would be to either lie or admit that we were stupid. But I don't know. Do you think it's immoral?
I wouldn't say immoral. I don't know. I think it's a little lame. But I mean,
it's not something I would ever do, but participating in the economy is not something I would ever do.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I would feel better about it. I would feel better about people just giving them away. I mean, I wouldn't care about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Raffling them off, though, is a kind of...
I mean, I feel like all business is sort of immoral. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, I sort of got in on a loophole, I feel, with my own stuff, because this stuff is really all free. People just pay for it because they want to. Mr. Ensberger 91 says, what's the difference between the Rolling Stones and your mom?
Oh, is that the joke you told last night?
No, that was the Rolling Stones and a Scotsman. Man, there were these crazy Irish guys at the bar last night.
They were pretty crazy.
Yeah. Me and Pezboy decided we were going to trade punches on the shoulder. And hey, Riff, check out this awesome bruise I got.
Wow!
It's like beet red bruise on my arm. It doesn't hurt that much. And I bet he's got one, too, because I punch hard. Because I'm badass. Like, badass tickets to the gun show. Let's see. Wow, there were a lot of questions that came in after that. That kind of sucks. I'm going to save. No. All right. The Devil Snare. When do you plan on stopping Grimacite Raffle? I don't know. It'll go on for a while. Crine says, it seems like you're having trouble figuring out where to get new base turtles. What's wrong with getting them gum string in the sewer? It's just a little dissatisfying to me. The Bastard suggests giving them a turtle taming skill similar to snow cones, where what you get is random. That's okay, except I feel like people would be pissed off about getting turtle helmets. Which we said. Let's see. Turtle Shaft says, how about a Mr. Store item just to summon bricks but not other grimoire items? And these attacks similar to the dry noodles. You wave your hands to and fro and shit some bricks. Carbo says, using Meligra pills should sometimes turn all text to turn blue. I don't get it. Does it make your piss blue or something?
I don't know.
Evang says, are you going to build a deck for KOLCon? Use galvanized nails.
Thanks for the advice.
Mellowcork says, Saw Spear does give better resistance. Yeah, I thought so. Torx says, why is there no tinsel in game yet? Next Crimbo needs tinsel. There was, I think we were considering tinsel as one of the things for the outfit, but we didn't end up doing it. Jack Vermicelli says, was the Landshark comment based on Planet Moons Armed and Dangerous? No, it was based on the Landshark from Saturday Night Live in the 70s.
Who the hell is Planet Moon?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Three Leaf Ivy says, why did you change the Moxious Maneuver into an actual skill from the drop-down menu? Because it was, people were hitting it accidentally. Nobody ever wants to use Moxious Maneuver.
Yeah, there wasn't really any reason for it to have its own button.
Yeah. Whiskey Jack says, any plan to increase the lion population? They do breed many times a day. The Gunrun says he wants to kill terrorists. Will I ever let him in KOL? No. Evang says, what was your favorite thing to write for the game? Clockwork Grapefruit. Persilus says, the newer star weapons can't be used for the Richard Star Key. Was that done on purpose? Yes. Yes, it was. Potato Man says, you hurt my feelings. Well, yeah, sorry. The Gunman says, will there ever be a KOL volcano? Yes, there will eventually be that 70s volcano. Let's see. IBD Slayer says, why are Muscle and Moxie days, stat days back-to-back while Mysticality days aren't? That's because of the way the moons run. Whiskey Jack says, can you show me on the doll where the bad man touched you? No, because the bad man touched me on my penis, not on the doll.
Oh, it's four after.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to play a song. Oh, song. I don't know what song. How about a Gary Young song?
How about Plant Man? All right, we're going out on Plant Man, and we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Bye.
Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows. Plant Man. Plant Man knows where the plants will go. Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plants don't know when the plants will go. Plant Man knows if the plants will grow. Plant Man. The plant.